The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Plenty of excitement at Arrowhead yesterday.
Boy, did we. Another big football game for the first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, hosting a division rival, a team that beat them the last time they played in last season. The Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have had trouble winning in Arrowhead Stadium, having lost 8 times in a row in Arrowhead over the years. But yesterday's game came right down to the finish. Broncos had a 14-3 lead in the second quarter, so the Chiefs trying to get back into this game. Mitch Holtis had the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
2x2 with eligible receivers. P. Ryan shades to the right, far side of the field of Mahomes. Marks had a call. Now they motion to set up three eligible to the right. They throw right, caught, touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce just pivots inside and now ties Tony Gonzalez with 76 receiving touchdowns. The best in Kansas City Chiefs history. And the Chiefs on 4th and 2. Gamble! And roll a 7, or is it 87?
All right, so that was the only touchdown of the entire day for the Kansas City Chiefs. Their other scoring drives were all field goals. That means the Kansas City Chiefs defense certainly had to stop the Broncos, and after that second quarter, they did. The Broncos got those 2 touchdowns in the second quarter, did not score any points after that.
Nixon, the shotgun, has got Estime back in there, looping in motion. Orbit motion. Now Nix will keep it on a design run, trying to get away. He's wrapped up and taken down at the 11, a loss of 6. Felix and Udike Uzama was not tricked by the motion, and he kept Bo Nix in his sights, and a big play on a design run by the Denver quarterback.
Yeah, the former Kansas State Wildcat with the big tackle there. All right, so here's what happened in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs hit a go-ahead field goal with 6 minutes to go. Go up 16-14. So the Broncos then took the kickoff and used up the entire 6 minutes. Well, down to 1 second left anyway. 1 second left on the clock. The Broncos trying to hit a chip shot 35-yard field goal to win the game.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder to end the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
How about that? Chiefs win it 16-14. It was Leo Chenal, the third-year player out of Wisconsin, got the game-winning block there. And once again, the Chiefs survive a 15-game winning streak, now 9-0 on the season.
Well, let's go back to Super Bowl 58, because Leo Chenal had one of the biggest plays that people don't talk about. Remember when he blocked the PAT of the 49ers and it kept it a 3-point game? And when that happened, the sequence that was launched forward after that block PAT by Chenal set up all of the stuff that happened at the end. Well, in this game, there wasn't stuff that happened at the end. It was the end. And Leo Chenal came screaming in to the left side of the Bronco protection and block Will Lutz's field goal from 35 yards out, and the Chiefs win 16-14. I'll tell you how they win. A bucket of guts and Marine Corps kind of feeling. All three phases. We talk about special teams as kind of parenthetic. We want offense. We're going to play. What did Mahomes throw for? How many touchdowns did he have? Did I win my fantasy league? Defense, yeah, how many sacks? I'm going to go get a hamburger. We rarely talk about special teams. But when special teams snatches a game away from the opponent like this, it is devastating to the opponent and exhilarating for the team that wins. Amazing way to win this game and to go 9-0.
Yep, and the guy that made the block, Leo Chenal.
You know, I was getting some pressure kind of all day long, and that in that rush to that side. And, you know, we got a bunch of guys on our, you know, our field goal block team are getting great get-offs, and we talk about it all the time. Like, Coach Tobe says it every single week, you know, a play is going to come our way. You know, just keep pushing, you know, keep, you know, finding something, looking for something, keep getting your hand up, driving. You know, we finally got one in a big moment. Felt pretty good.
Really big moment. The Broncos have now lost 9 years in a row at Arrowhead. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on the Broncos.
Credit goes to them. They're a good football team, both sides of the ball. Sean's done a real nice job there, along with his coaches and the players. Listen, they've got good players. And that quarterback grew some today. Mm-hmm. Our defense is a good defense, and he had a pretty good day there.
All right, Chiefs with that 15-game winning streak, longest streak in the National Football League in 14 years. We've got Monday Night Football tonight. It's the Miami Dolphins in L.A. taking on the Rams. Rams are a 2.5-point favorite in that one. Coverage begins at 6:30 tonight for Monday Night Football, and that game's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Back-to-back-to-back coaches shows tonight for the Shockers over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Women's basketball coach Terry Nooner at 6 o'clock. Men's basketball coach Paul Mills at 7 o'clock. Volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 8 o'clock over on KFH. Speaking of the Shocker volleyball team, they were in New Orleans yesterday getting a sweep over Tulane, 3-0. The senior out of Nickerson High School, Morgan Stout, had 18 kills. Katie Galligan had 23 digs. Shockers get their 7th road win of the season. They are in a solid 3rd place in the American volleyball standings. All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
The European Union is seeking to punish Apple for what they claim is digital monopoly.
Fox on Tech.
Governments from around the world have been striving to regulate the global tech industry, even going so far as to craft laws addressing complaints over such things as privacy intrusions and customer protections. The European Union has been leading much of this effort. Now the EU is eyeing Apple to be the first big tech company to be fined under its new laws. The EU is claiming Apple violated its Digital Markets Act, which aims to keep competition in digital tech fair. Apple could have violated it by not allowing developers and users to sell and buy apps from platforms outside of Apple's App Store. The fine could be huge, as much as 10% of Apple's worldwide profits. It wouldn't be Apple's first large fine, though. Brussels fined the company $2 billion last year for stifling streaming music competition, and they're now also forced to pay more than $14 billion in back taxes to Ireland. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A long-standing Wichita clothing store located at Bradley Fair has changed ownership. In August, Natalie Nabut, a dentist who came to Wichita in 2017, said she signed a deal to become the owner of boutique women's clothing store Nouveau in Bradley Fair. She officially took over the more than 2,000-square-foot store between Sur La Table and Yaya's Euro Bistro last week from previous owner Barbara Mann. Nouveau specializes in providing a mix of sophisticated and casual apparel, shoes, jewelry, and other accessories from brands based in the U.S. and Europe. The store has been open in Wichita for 40 years, and that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted, quite a weekend for sports. Shocker basketball, they won.
Got the home opener, won it by 20 points.
And then that game yesterday, whoo, at Arrowhead. A blocked field goal attempt.
Blocked field goal to win on the final play of the game for the Chiefs.
And I was talking to Shelly last night, and I said, you know, you don't see many block kicks anymore. They used to, every now and then, block a punt or a field goal attempt. But the guy who blocked a conversion attempt last year.
Yeah, he blocked an extra, Leo Chanel blocked an extra point in the Super Bowl that helped the Chiefs win.
He knows what
back in February, and here we are 9 months later, and he's getting another block kick to help the Chiefs get a win.
Well, it certainly was time. And I didn't say this is terrible to say. I didn't say anything. My wife was in the other room, and I said, "Boy, I thought to myself, boy, it'd be nice if they'd block a kick or recover, you know, stuff like." Sure enough, they did. Now that sounds like, you know, that's Monday morning quarterback. But I thought about it. It'd be the perfect place for it, and it was. Block the kick. Game's over. We win. Demi Moore is turning 62 years old today.
62.
Yeah. In 1995, Demi, is it Demi or Demi? Anybody.
Like a semi truck.
She was the world's highest paid actress in 1995. Ghost, A Few Good Men,
Indecent Proposal.
Wow. G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Going to be talking about Trump's ambitious tax agenda. Our top of the hour news this morning, 5 people dead after a Wichita shooting spree. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.